five decades, Major Handy has been a fixture in the Louisiana blues and Zydeco scene. Born in 1947 in Lafayette, Handy played in Otis Redding's band as a teenager and was an original member of Buckwheat Zydeco. As part of our Acadiana Music Showcase, he joins us for a mini concert. Girl, what's that you doing, baby? Plus, later in the hour, we've got new music for you from Japanese Breakfast. And we'll find some time to walk in Dave Gahan's shoes. If you try walking in my shoes, try walking in my shoes. Join us, won't you? I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The judge overseeing the case against former state senator Justin Eichhorn has granted a motion by federal prosecutors. The motion asked her to reconsider releasing him to a halfway house after his court hearing on Wednesday morning. The order issued late Monday by Judge Shannon G. Elkins pauses a previous order that set the conditions of his release. It also says she will reconsider whether to keep Eichhorn in jail before his trial. The case development comes after Eichhorn allegedly lied in court and sought to obstruct the investigation into his attempt to solicit a minor. The motion filed Sunday says since his arrest, Eichhorn has lied about having a gun in his St. Paul apartment and sought help from a, quote, close associate to remove a laptop from that residence. Eichhorn was arrested March 17th after authorities say he attempted to solicit an undercover officer he believed to be a 17-year-old offering prostitution services in an online ad. The Grand Rapids Republican resigned from the Senate 3 days later. The dates for the special election to fill the vacancy in Senate District 6 following Eichhorn's resignation are now set. A writ of special election signed by Governor Tim Walz says the election will be Tuesday, April 29th. A special primary election will be April 15th if necessary to narrow the field. The candidate filing period opens Wednesday and runs through April 1st. Thus far, at least 7 Republican candidates and 2 DFL candidates have announced their intentions to campaign for the open seat in Senate District 6, which covers parts of Cass, Crow Wing, and Itasca counties. This includes the cities of Grand Rapids, Brainerd, and Baxter. The two newest entrants into the race are Steve Cotario of Merrifield, running as a Republican, and Nikki Hardy of Pequot Lakes, running as a DFLer. Cotario is a small business owner and a veteran who unsuccessfully ran for the Crosby-Ironton School Board during the last election. Hardy is a substitute teacher in the Pequot Lakes and Pine River Backus schools and a former scientific researcher. Learn more about these candidates and all the others at KAXE.org. The KAXE News team will be putting together an election guide for this race, and we want your help. Find a form to submit questions you'd like us to ask the candidates on our Facebook page and at our website. Industry groups say Minnesota is short more than 100,000 affordable housing units to meet demand. Project leaders say the Trump administration's escalating trade war creates more uncertainty in addressing this critical need. Last week, the National Association of Home Builders warned that the Trump administration's aggressiveness on tariffs could increase the cost of building a home by more than $9,000. Cecil Smith of the Minnesota Multi-Housing Association says it depends on the situation for each project, but acknowledges it's possible. He says it adds to the other market forces affordable housing developers are already dealing with.
We have a lot of uncertainty in the economy right now, and tariffs is one factor that's making business very nervous.
Minnesota has invested money to accelerate affordable housing, but Smith says momentum is slow because of higher interest rates and regulatory issues. Lawmakers are trying to fix some of these problems this session. The White House insists its approach will pay off for the economy while acknowledging short-term challenges. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. A memorial to Native American military veterans could soon be erected on the grounds of the Minnesota Capitol under a bill that was advanced by a state Senate committee on Friday. Sam Cedo of Report for Minnesota reports that the measure authored by New Brighton DFLer Senator Mary Kunish would create a task force for establishing the memorial. The 13-member task force would be appointed by the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs and include one veteran from each of Minnesota's 11 federally recognized tribes. Kunesh said she was inspired to author the bill by a trip to see the National Native American Veterans Memorial's 2020 unveiling in Washington, D.C. Native Americans serve in the United States military at a higher rate than any other ethnic group. Kunesh said recognizing Native Americans' contributions is particularly important following the removal of military content related to diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives under an executive order issued by President Donald Trump. The Senate Committee on Agriculture, Veterans, Broadband, and Rural Development approved the bill unanimously, referring it to the State and Local Government Committee for further discussion. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Louisiana's Cajun country is one of the most unique areas of the United States. It's officially called Acadiana after the French-speaking Acadians, or Cajuns, who settled there after being exiled from Canada by the British in the 18th century. Our monthly series, Acadiana Music Showcase, is produced by our friends at Lafayette, Louisiana, affiliate station KRVS, and explores this vibrant cultural melting pot through music. Today, on a new installment of Acadiana Music Showcase, it's a lovely one. For more than five decades, Major Handy's been a fixture in the Louisiana blues and zydeco scene. Born in Lafayette in 1947, he started performing in 1962, which included a stint in Otis Redding's band as a teenager. The multi-instrumentalist who jams on the accordion, guitar, bass, piano, and sings, formed his own Zydeco and R&B groups, and also co-founded award-winning groups like Buckwheat Zydeco and Rockin' Dopesy's Zydeco Twisters. Let's get into our session with Major Handy. From the 1985 album Zydeco Wolf Cushon, here is Come On Home. Baby,
Come on home. Come on home. Come on home. Come on home, baby. Cause I've done you wrong.
recorded live on World Cafe. Girl, what is that you're doing? It is Major Handy, song originally found on his 2017 album Zydeco Soul, and that puts the wraps on our mini concert. Really hoped you enjoyed today's Acadiana Music Showcase featuring Major Handy. Huge thanks to our partners who produced this session at KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. More in a minute on World Cafe.
You can catch the World Cafe right here on Northern Community Radio, KAXE, KBXE, every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Thanks so much for tuning in. The Minnesota DNR is reminding us to use extreme caution on area lakes with fluctuating temperatures and rain. Ice can deteriorate quickly. We receive support from Harmony Food Co-op, Bemidji's full-service downtown grocery store, offering people a variety of local, organic, fair trade, and conventional items. Open daily from 8 to 8. More at harmonyfoods.coop. Also on Facebook. The Brainerd Public Schools Legendary Women Hall of Fame will induct a new class Thursday, March 27th at the Geechee Zibi Center for the Arts. A social gathering begins at 4:30 and the ceremony begins at 5. We receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor Jeremy Fayette, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. And now we'd like to get you back to more from the World Cafe.
Welcome back. World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Dug that set with Major Handy. What a renaissance guy. Yeah, he was a sugarcane farmer as a teenager. He's owned an auto parts store for over four decades. Sounds like he's played with everyone. His wife is his longtime manager. He did a cooking show in Canada. Just a fascinating cat. So really stoked that we partnered with KRVS for these Acadiana Music Showcases. Another one coming next month. Back into music with Ben Harper with My Own Two Hands.
I can change the world with my own two hands. Make a better place with my own two hands. Make a kinder place. A safer place. I'm gonna help the human race.
for going down to war in June. What I want, all I want, is writing myself a tune. Wrote a song for everyone. Wrote a song for truth. Wrote a song for everyone. And I couldn't leave it up to you. Myself arrested, wound me up in jail. Richmond about to blow up, communication failed. If you see the answer, now's the time to say what I want. All I want is get you down to pray. Talk to you. Chains. Somebody said it's different now. Look, it's just the same. Pharaoh spins the message round and round the truth. They could have saved a million people. How can I tell you?
Maybe we didn't deserve it. No, I'm very thankful. Mavis Staples wrote a song for everyone. More of a Wayne Campbell, we're not worthy sentiment. Ben Harper with my own two hands as well. New music on World Cafe for you now from Japanese Breakfast, the musical project of Michelle Zauner. For Melancholy Brunettes and Sad Women. That's the name of the record. Song is Mega Circuit.
With your lips. just an empty trainload of sky.
Incredible video performance from our session with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings up on YouTube at World Cafe. Just a beautiful performance and conversation with our own Raina Duris. Just heard Empty Trainload of Sky. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday morning, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe on KAXE KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. We received support from Bemidji Symphony Orchestra presenting Mambo, featuring percussionist Eric Sundin, Sunday, March 30th at 3 p.m. at the Bemidji High School Auditorium. Dr. Beverly Everett conducts. Tickets at the door, Lucan's Foods, or online at bemidjisymphony.com. Fire in the Village, a collective of artists and cultural organizers, hosts free Friday art jams from 4 to 8 each Friday in their space at the Old Central School in Grand Rapids. Feel free to bring something you are working on or use art materials provided to try something new. We receive support from the First State Bank of Big Fork with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device, hometown banking at its best since 1912, fsbbigfork.com, member FDIC. Author and forensic psychologist Frank Weber will visit the Bemidji Public Library Saturday, March 29th at 10:30. His talk will include a lie detector demonstration. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Here's new Sharon Van Etten and the attachment theory. Trouble.
Trouble. subjected to the Lord himself or with blush. The countless beasts laid at my feet, forbidden fruits for me to eat. But I think your pulse would start to rush. Now I'm not looking for absolution, forgiveness for the things I do. But before you come to any conclusion, try walking in my shoes. Try walking in my shoes. Yes, stop putting my footsteps. Judge and jurors, my intentions could have been purer. My case is easy to see. I'm not looking for a clearer conscience, peace of mind after what I've been through. And before we talk of any repentance, try walking.
Public Radio's most listened to music show.
This is World Cafe.
Guess there's no use in hanging around. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary bliss.
Bringing up the rear here on World Cafe, finishing off with Blondshell, Two Times, from the new album, If You Asked for a Picture. That about does it for us in the cafe. Before we go, thanks to our affiliates nationwide, including our friends at WCBU in Peoria, Illinois. We make the show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe.
World Cafe is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kaxe.org. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Gannon. Weather in our listening region today, partly cloudy, highs 46 to 50, mostly cloudy. In the evening, lows 25 to 30. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny with highs 46 to 53, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. And Friday, rain likely, mostly cloudy, highs 42 to 50. The KAXE question of the week is, what signs of spring are you looking forward to? You can text us at 218-326-1234. KAXE KBXE's annual Record Store Day sale is Saturday.